This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Last night's election results pleased President Bush and Republicans and left Democrats stunned. Democratic leaders had hopes of keeping control of the U.S. Senate and possibly even retaking control of the House. Instead, Republicans recaptured the Senate and were poised to add to their five-seat majority in the House. Democratic poll taker Stan Greenberg and Republican poll taker Bill McInturve have been keeping tabs on public opinion for Morning Edition this election season. Late last month, they thought they saw movement toward the Democrats. Gentlemen, good morning.
Hi, Bob.
Stan Greenberg, what happened to your party?
Well, it didn't happen, though this was still an election that left the country, you know, deeply divided. In the end, I think the president succeeded in nationalizing the election, at least for the Senate, you know, around himself, very much, I think, driven by the war on terrorism, the events of 9/11, which, you know, carried right through to Election Day. And so it's very important. It's momentous because it gives a good chance here that it gives Republicans control of the Senate. But it's still an election which essentially left the two parties, you know, evenly divided. You know, a sliver, you know, exists between them even now after the election.
And Bill McInturve, what did the job for Republicans?
Well, again, I think we have to give credit for the president, and we are seeing something quite historic. The president has had the longest sustained job approval after an international crisis we've seen in polling history over 60 years. This is only the fourth time out of 15 off-year elections we've had a president above 60% job approval, and it is the first time in American history that a party in power is taking control of the Senate in an off-year election. There was, in the last weekend, in our post-election polling last night, amongst late deciders, George Bush had terrific job approval, over 70%, and they voted Republican. And in a lot of close races, pushed the Republicans to victory in ways that were very unexpected only 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Stan, the issues for Democrats were the economy, corporate scandals. Does this result say that doesn't work?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it certainly did not work in this election. The you know, the polls that we did together with Bill, you know, showed that voters wanted to vote on a whole range of domestic issues, starting with the economy and healthcare. I think the president and the Republicans ran a, you know, very strong effort to keep it, you know, away from that. The danger is, because I certainly, there's no doubt about the history, but there's also no doubt that the president did not carry people with him into the Congress, and the Democrats had won in gains in the last three elections. The result is we end up with this, you know, very, very even contest. But the danger is that one overreads it, because there's something, you know, so special about, I think, the country under attack and reacting to it and giving the president, the leader in this war, support that's enabled them to hold on, backed by a lot of money, hold on in a very evenly contested contest. So I don't want to overread this. It no doubt has very, you know, important political consequences, but I think when we look back on this, we'll still see a country, you know, divided.
And Bill, what do you think the issues, what issues were important here?
Well, I think last night part of what people said was, is as Dan says, that they were talking about the economy, and clearly people do want the president and the new Republican Congress to make sure they deal with it and help improve the economy, but as well, they talked about terrorism and Iraq and those kind of concerns. And last night, people who focused on those issues overwhelmingly voted Republican. And I think Stan's point about overreach is a valid one. However, I think the Democrats have their own troubles. After our unexpected results in 1998, when the Democrats picked up House seats, Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich resigned. And I think you're going to see a lot of roiling in the Democrat caucus in both the House and Senate, in a way that will make the Democrats' job as a minority party very, very difficult. This is the kind of election result that has real consequences in terms of a battle inside a political party. And I think that that process will begin very quickly in the Democrat caucus.
I know you're working without exit polls here, but what about turnout? Did Republicans show up and Democrats stay home?
Well, our firm did 1,000 interviews last night of voters. And, yes, part of what happened in terms of the president energizing our folks is, in terms of party identification, by plus four people said they were Republican. And we were 4 or 5 points over the percentage of people who said they voted for Bush in 2000. And there's no question, when you look at the results in Georgia and Missouri and these southern and border southern states, those folks were energized by the president, and they voted straight ticket.
Yeah.
We've elected the first Southern, the first Georgia governor in 140 years and beat the legendary Democrat Speaker of the House. It's an extraordinary election throughout the South.
Quickly, Stan.
Yeah, no doubt the a lot of the story will be the turnout consolidation of the Republican vote. But we're going into a presidential election year, and the turmoil, and if there is that, in the Congress is less important the fact that there will be people articulating a national message for Democrats.
Thank you both very much.
Thank you, Bob.
Republican poll taker Bill McInturf, Democratic poll taker Stan Greenberg.